Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on layering an Amen style bass wobble for Ragged Used Chaos in a drum and bass arrangement. By the end of this lesson, you're going to have a bass setup that feels huge, rude, and alive underneath an Amen break. We're not just making one wobble sound here. We're building a layered bass system, so the sub carries the weight, the mid layer carries the movement, and a little dirt layer helps the whole thing cut through on smaller speakers. This style works great for jungle, ragga jungle, and darker DNB where the drums are busy and the bass needs to answer them instead of fighting them. First, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a really solid range for this kind of energy. Then set up a simple working session, one MIDI track for bass, one auto track for your Amen break, and if you want, one extra track for vocal stabs or effects later on. A good beginner habit here is to loop just 8 bars while you build. That makes it much easier to hear how the bass sits in a real arrangement, instead of designing a sound in isolation and hoping it works later. Now let's bring in the Amen style break. Drag in an Amen break sample or a chop jungle break. If it needs warping, use Beats mode for a percussive break, or Complex Pro if the sample has more pitch or tonal character. The main thing is to lock it to the grid so the groove stays tight. And here's a useful teacher tip. Keep the break busy but leave room for the bass. In this style, the bass should feel like it's talking back to the drums, not smearing over them. Now we're going to build the sub layer. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. For the sub, set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep it simple. Set the voices to 1. Leave glide off for now, and keep the output moderate so the low end doesn't overwhelm the mix. Write a simple root note pattern. You can start with something like D, then F, then C across 4 bars, or even just hold one note while you test. At this stage, long notes are fine. You want stability, not excitement yet. After operator, add utility and set the width to 0% so the sub stays mono. That's really important. Low end in mono is much safer and much more powerful. If needed, add EQ 8 after that and high pass very gently below around 25 to 30 Hz to clean up rumble. This sub layer should feel like weight. It's not supposed to be flashy. It's supposed to hold the track up. Now for the fun part, the wobble mid layer. You can do this on a second MIDI track, or duplicate the bass track and separate the job into layers. That layered mindset is really important in jungle and DNB. Think in rolls, not just in patches. Load wave eatable. A good starting point is a saw or square wave, with a second oscillator slightly detuned. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices max, so it gets thick without turning into a mess. Use a low-pass filter, start the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz, and add a little drive if you want more edge. Then assign an LFO to the filter cutoff. Set it to sync and start with a rate of 1/8. That gives you a nice classic wobble movement. If you want more urgency later, you can speed it up to 1/16, but 1/8 is a great beginner starting point because it's musical and easy to hear. After wavy-table, add saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip turned on. That helps the bass feel denser and more aggressive. If it's getting muddy, use EQ 8 to trim a little around 200 to 400 Hz. And if you want a more modern harshness, you can experiment with roar, but use it gently. A little goes a long way. Now here's the key move for this whole style. Make the wobble Amen friendly. Don't just hold one giant bass note forever. Amen breaks are busy, so the bass needs space and syncopation. Try a pattern like this, a short D hit on beat 1, then another hit on the end of 2, then an F on beat 3, then another D on the end of 4. That call and response feel is exactly what gives Ragga Jungle its attitude. Short notes leave the break breathing room, and they make the groove feel like it's arguing with the drums in a controlled way. If you want more size, duplicate the wobble layer or create a second mid-bass track. This second layer can be a little dirtier and a little brighter. High pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't clash with the sub, and let it live more in the 700 Hz to 1.5k Hz range if you want extra audibility. For this second layer, you can use wavy-table again or operator, then add auto filter, saturator and maybe redux if you want some lo-fi digital grit. This layer is where you can get a more speaking, snarling character. It should sound nasty on its own, but in the mix it should support the sub, not replace it. Now let's make the whole thing move over time. In DNB, wobble is not random. It's arranged movement. So go into automation mode and draw filter cutoff changes across 4 or 8 bars. You can slowly open the sound into a drop or a phrase ending, then pull it back again. You can also automate the LFO rate. For example, use 1/8 for the main groove, then jump to 1/16 for a fail or a drop moment, then return to 1/8. That switch creates tension and release really fast, which is perfect for this style. Distortion can be automated too. Keep it lighter in the groove, then add more drive during the build, and pull it back when the drums need more space. That contrast is what makes the arrangement feel alive. Now listen carefully to the drums, especially the snare. Amen breaks usually have strong snare hits on beats 2 and 4, or chopped variations around those spots. Make sure the bass isn't masking them. If the snare feels buried, shorten the bass notes, reduce the midrange, or leave more gaps in the rhythm. Velocity helps too. Not every bass note has to hit at full force. Lower some velocity so the line feels a little more human and less robotic. And don't underestimate note length. Short notes give you punch and space. Longer notes give you pressure, but they can also blur the break if you overdo it. If the bass and drums are stepping on each other, use subtle sidechain style movement instead of heavy compression. Ableton's compressor can sidechain from the kick or from the break if needed. Keep the ratio moderate, the attack fairly quick, and the release somewhere in the middle so it breathes naturally. If that feels too aggressive, you can even draw small manual volume dips instead. That can sound more natural in breakbeat music. Once your layers are working, group the bass tracks into a bass group. That gives you a single place to shape the whole low-end system. A little EQ8, very light glue compressor, and maybe a utility for mono checking are usually enough. If the whole bass needs more density, a small amount of saturator can help, but don't flatten everything. You still want the layers to breathe. Now think about arrangement. A beginner-friendly structure could be something like this. The first 8 bars are just the amen break with maybe some filtered hints of bass. Then the sub enters in bars 9 to 16, with a wobble layer coming in sparingly. In bars 17 to 24, automate the filter opening and add a few more bass stabs. Then in bars 25 to 32, go full drop, bigger wobble, more distortion, more syncopation. Maybe the rag a vocal hit or a siren. After that, strip some energy away again so the listener feels the contrast. That last part is really important. A loop is not a track. You need variation every 4 or 8 bars so the listener stays locked in. Sometimes the biggest impact comes from subtraction. Mute the wobble for a bar. Drop the sub briefly. Let the break breathe. Then bring the power back in. If you want extra rag flavor, add little accents like chopped vocal shouts, dub sirens, echo throws, reverse reverb, or a quick percussion fill between bass hits. Ableton's delay, echo, reverb, auto pan, and simpler can all help with that sound system vibe. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for: too much wobble all the time, too much low end on every layer, making the bass too wide, or over distorting the sub. Keep the low end simple, let the movement happen higher up. That's how you get power without losing clarity. Here's a quick practice challenge you can do right away. Build a 4-bar Raga Jungle bass loop over an amen break. Use operator for the sub, wave eatable for the wobble, and only 3 root notes, D, F, and C. Make bar 1 a few short D hits, put F on beat 3 in bar 2. Use C as an offbeat answer in bar 3, and make bar 4 a faster wobble fill. Then automate the filter to open slightly in bar 4, add saturator and EQ, and bounce the loop to audio. Listen on headphones and speakers if you can. The goal is to make the bass feel like it's in conversation with the drums. That's the real magic here. So to recap, you built a clean sub, a modulated wobble mid layer, and an optional dirt layer. You shaped the rhythm around the amen break, used automation to create tension, and arranged the bass so it supports the track instead of smothering it. In DNB, the bass is not just a sound, it's part of the arrangement. If you want, I can also give you a specific Ableton device chain recipe, a MIDI pattern example for Raga Jungle Bass, or a bar-by-bar arrangement template for a full drop.